When they unearthed the floor of the buildings within which the objects had been found, they discovered another surprise.
We found a special set of stones consisting of a tethering stone up front here, then an opening in the ground surrounded by limestone. Now the size of all this is in such a way that a horse of that time, a male horse, would be tethered to those two stones, that it would be urinating directly into these openings, giving us the possibility to say that we do have horse toilets. And a little archaeological experiment shows this and proves this. We took mules, which have about the same size as the horses in ancient times, and one of this mule did us the favor of urinating directly into the openings.
6 rows of 10 rooms each, and in each room, several positions to tether horses. It meant the complex must once have been home to at least 460 horses. Stabling on such a large scale could only mean some kind of military complex. Horses were the mainstay of a pharaoh's army, and the site certainly dated to the time of Ramesses the Great. But stables were not unique to Pyramus. It was the continued discovery of hundreds more of the mystery objects, some of them completely intact, that finally proved the most significant.
Only by chance we found out what these objects were. I was going through the Cairo Museum and I suddenly saw that there are knobs like this immediately connected with the yoke of the state chariots of Tutankhamun.
Thousands of these stone knobs would have held together the harnesses of Ramesses the Great's many war chariots. When combined with the number of horses stabled here, this could only amount to one thing. As ancient texts spoke of Pyramus as having a large chariot garrison, it was exactly the size of complex you'd expect to find at the lost site of Ramesses II's capital city. Ah.